Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Miss Sharon here at Junior Giant Speaks on Blog Talk Radio. We are happy to be with you this morning. This is the show for children, by children, and about children. And we are coming to you from, well, the greater Atlanta area and even in Columbus, Georgia. And we are happy to be here this morning. We do have a couple of listeners. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate you sharing your time with us. This morning we are going to be talking about spring cleaning. This is a time of year where people go into their closets and take out things they haven't used in a while, or go through all different parts of their houses and do thorough cleanings and just different things. I'm not quite sure why it started, I guess, because spring is so fresh. Everything begins anew in the spring. And so today we're going to be talking about spring cleaning. And I'm happy to have with me this morning my Junior Giant reporter, Miss Taria. Good morning, Taria.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. We are going to be having an abbreviated show this morning. Before we get started with her report, I want to let you know that we are recruiting Junior Giant reporters. They need to be between the ages of 7 and 12. They must be willing to do something that's just a little bit out of the box. It doesn't require a lot of your time, but it requires some time that they can spend putting their stories together. We have occasional meetings and occasional outings. So if you are interested, or if you have a grandchild or a niece or a nephew or anybody that you know between those ages, and they would like to try to do something different, give us a call. You can reach us at 678-516-5570, and we will get your child started immediately. I think it'll be something that is enjoyable for them. It is different, but it is good for them. It helps them to improve in their writing skills, as well as to use their imagination, and they get to have a voice. Sometimes the children don't get a loud enough voice, and this allows them to share their opinions about different things that are going on in their world and in the world at large. So if you're interested, please give me a call. I want to thank also the parents that are involved with Junior Giants. I have outstanding support, and I am appreciative of that. And we're going to go on and get started this morning. Good morning, Taria. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing fine.
Okay, good. So you're on.
Yes.
So are you looking forward to spring break? And tell me what your plans are.
Well, my plans are to spend time with my family.
Okay, and where are you going for spring break?
Alabama.
That's good. Are you excited about it?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you ready with your story?
Hello, my name is Taria, and I'm the Junior Giant Reporter, and I want to tell you how I spring clean. When I spring clean my room for the spring, I get rid of lots of things I don't need or want anymore. Sometimes it is clothes I won't be wearing again, books I have read, and toys I have grown out of. I usually give these things to my younger cousins or donate them to Goodwill. Sometimes I get new beddings and new things to decorate my room. I also like to do some spring cleaning to myself by getting new clothes like sandals and sundresses, because I have outgrown the ones from last year and the new clothes I came out. I also pick new books to replace the old ones I gave away from my bookshelf. Sometimes something else I like to do when I spring clean comes to try a new sport that I've never tried. I like to spring clean because the flowers come out and the weather is nice. That makes spring cleaning fun for me. I am Taria, and I'm a Junior Giant Reporter. Have an awesome weekend.
That was a very good report. Very good report. And spring cleaning is fun. It's necessary. And I like that you donate books. Who do you give your books to?
I give them sometimes to my younger cousins or to Goodwill.
Okay. I think that's really nice. The clothes are nice, and because someone else can benefit from them since you're growing, and they can use them. But sharing books is something that's really great because that's something that they can keep for a long, long time. So that's really good. I like that. Okay, well, Ms. Taria, it's been me and you this morning. This probably is our shortest show in history. And I do thank you for calling in. We will be back on the third Saturday in April. And we hope to see you all then. Taria, you have a wonderful time. If you are available, see me tomorrow. But have a wonderful time in Alabama. Enjoy your grandparents. This has been Ms. Sharon and Ms. Taria on Junior Giant Speaks here on Blog Talk Radio. And you all have a wonderful, wonderful week. God bless you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Life. all this time I was thinking of who I could make my wife. How could I be the example that light and shining bright? With sexual thoughts in my mind that I remain to fight. That same mentality of others wasn't nearly different. Like you, I feel the pleasure of taking this Holy Spirit. TBH, I know that most of us love the way we living, but we hate it at the same time, cause we know we sinning. But being me and honesty, I don't wanna be that hypocrite. Talking about we live that life, doing drugs outside where we know we ain't living it. Like, man, you changed on us, why you seem so different? Cause 400 degrees is hot and I ain't trying to feel it. We struggle every day, we need His mercy and His grace. But I can't wait until that day we leave and see His face. Until then, I want the new life, the best that I can be. Cause the last thing I want to hear is deep the car from me.
The last thing that I want to hear.
And that was our former guest, Ezekiel and Reginald Summers. They are a father-son combination sharing with us. We thank you for your time this morning, and we hope to talk to you in a couple of weeks. Have a good weekend. God bless. Bye-bye.